Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome to our very powerful broadcast tonight, all across America and beyond, as we are broadcasting all over the world, and this is an emergency broadcast tonight. This is our epic episode 55, and the theme tonight is China Prepares for War. This is another broadcast day of our clandestine operation tonight from my underground studio deep in the mountains of Arizona, with tonight's star date of June 17th, 2021. While we pray for peace in our country, which is greatly in need of it following the COVID lockdowns, it's long been warned that if you want peace, prepare for war. I am the young Michael Corleone of the Radio Mafia, taking over the family tonight. I am the young up-and-comer. For too long, we have heard the drivel from the rhino conservatives and cucktards that only want the watered-down RNC talking points put over American broadcast media. But tonight, I am taking over the family. And just like Michael Corleone in the movie The Godfather, when they come to us begging and asking for sympathy, asking for forgiveness for their many sins against you, me, and the nation, asking us for ever more confiscatory taxes, our answer will be this: we will give you nothing. My answer is nothing, and nothing at all. Now, there are rumblings in the undercurrent and riptide of America right now. There is much going on that is invisible to the naked eye, my friends. Many things hide in plain sight, but that's where I come in. Just know that we stand here to protect the nation, to protect the family. And I am furthermore a Roman soldier of God. And I will ruthlessly carry out my orders from the great Almighty. As he talks to me and he tells me things which others find psychic, I have seen the many futures that befall this nation. Many are not good, and there are only a few good ways forward. People who doubt me or my audience or my very smart callers or our resolve are in for a very rude awakening, as they say. For I will go to war for my friends and family and nation. I will not relent. Those lesser Democrat mortals who scoff at such remarks are in the dark completely. And I can only say this: you don't know me very well, do you? Exodus 15:3 says this: the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. And Psalm 16:11 says this: you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Now, you're in for a big treat tonight. We've got J.D. Smalis is our VIP guest tonight, the host of the Article 5 Live Hour on the Internet and Facebook and elsewhere, who has been on our show before. He has a lot to say. J.D. and I have both broadcasted from the KFNX studios in downtown Phoenix for 4 to 5 years, and now we have changed our formats to Internet Radio, which is actually a more powerful venue to reach an even greater audience. I talk to you in the nation tonight with the utmost importance of our current situation. As many of you know, I broadcast to the nation. We are in 15 countries, and we are heard around the world tonight. When you call the show, have something important to say. Use a nickname, because you don't want to divulge your real name to the roving eyes of the surveillance state, which is ever increasing, right? This has been a very underreported story, but on my show, you will hear it. The Russian Navy in the last few days has been inching ever closer to Hawaii with a big naval exercise 300 to 500 miles west of the Aloha State. The Russian Navy west of Hawaii prompted F-22 fighter jets launched from Hickam Field near Pearl Harbor, the field intel report says. Now, these F-22 jets on just this past Sunday were scrambled with missiles armed, as reported by CBS News as well, and they were locked on their targets, also reported. Sources tell me that the Chinese military is also flying sorties in the Pacific and flying over their soldiers as sleeper cells into America and sending them all over to get prepped and to get ready. We'll talk more about that and delve into that rabbit hole during the show. China, through their CCP news proxies, which is made available to Western media, have made many pronouncements openly declaring on their news channels, get this, for war with America the last several weeks, even the last few years. Now, we now have intel from multiple sources, both public and private, that indicate that a large-scale cyber warfare strike against America's infrastructure will be attempted soon, possibly this summer, possibly carried out by both the communist Chinese for their own strategic reasons, but also potentially aided by a potential U.S. deep state that seeks to sow chaos in the aftermath of the Arizona ballot audit and election we had in January, and the January 6th fiasco and fracas on Capitol Hill. And these audit results will be released, estimated to occur in late July. Okay. So we had our election in November. Biden was installed with the help of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. I say this to you not for any glee or not to get ratings or not to invoke any fear porn into the lexicon, but it's strictly to let you know of what's going on. There's far bigger shows than mine with big, deep corporate sponsors that pay them millions of dollars to advertise to our little show. But we are the tip of the spear, nevertheless. We are issuing this public alert with the intention of encouraging people to prepare for the possibility of extended disruptions in the power grid, fuel and food deliveries, and even natural gas supplies. This is not a warning coming from left field either. The last several weeks, we've already seen devastating cyber warfare attacks. If you recall, Mr. and Mrs. America, on the Colonial Pipeline just a few weeks ago, causing widespread gas shortages across the southeastern United States. Another cyber attack targeted the food supply with hacks of JBS, which is one of the largest meat suppliers in America. Now, we had also a power outage in the Phoenix Scottsdale area a few nights ago with a major windstorm that came through. So power was out for about 3 hours from 9 p.m. to midnight. And our temperatures during the day have been about 117 degrees during the afternoons. The nights are cooler, of course, but still at 95 degrees, even in the at night, it's hard to sleep, right? Well, additional breaches have also taken place in the transportation and national security sectors, with even the Associated Press now saying and admitting to the shocking level of incompetence and ineptitude when it comes to cyber defenses across the United States. China has planned and is planning and has already, in my view, launched a stealth invasion of America. In other Chinese military intel news, a cyber espionage campaign blamed on China was more sweeping than previously known, with suspected state-backed hackers exploiting a device meant to boost internet security to penetrate the computers of very critical and even top secret U.S. entities. The Associated Press has learned that the hackers targeted telecommunications giant Verizon and the country's largest water agency, Water. Now, that's in the news a lot with the West and Lake Mead down and going through another drought year with very limited rainfall. The news broke earlier this month that the New York City subway system, the country's largest, was also breached. The Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, issued an April alert about the Pulse hack, saying it was aware of compromises affecting a number of U.S. government agencies, critical infrastructure entities, and other private sector organizations. Having said all this, in my analysis, I believe it is obvious, I believe it is a clear and present danger that China is so desperate to take down America before the Arizona ballot audit exposes the total fraud of the 2020 election back in November 2020. Once the truth comes out from Arizona and possibly other states, it could set in motion a series of events that possibly, very possibly, depends. There's a lot of moving parts here, folks. A lot of folks have asked me about this, but it could reverse the fraudulent election theft by Democrats and could even be a constitutional crisis in America in removing Biden from office, which basically the Biden family and Joe Biden is China's, you know, it's their mind-numbed puppet who's been installed. The restoration of the Trump presidency would be absolutely devastating to China because Trump would defend America and use the national security apparatus to target China rather than what Biden and Garland are doing now, which is turning the government against the American people. We see this every single day. China also knows if America isn't brought to its knees soon that investigations that are ongoing everywhere into the origins of the Wuhan lab and COVID-19 will sooner or later possibly reach the irrefutable conclusion that China built the bioweapon with PLA, communist military oversight, using U.S. intellectual property and U.S. taxpayer dollars from Fauci and others, it appears, Bill Gates, other actors on the scene, because the U.S. deep state conspired with China to build and to release a biological weapon. These black hat elements of the U.S. military and intelligence apparatus, hate to say it, but like I told you in my last show, we have, in my view, many Benedict Arnolds in our midst right now in this country. These black hat deep state elements right now, unfortunately, share China's desire to plunge the USA into some kind of chaos in order to cover up their own crimes, it appears, allegedly, of course. Thus, we have arrived at a bizarre, dangerous convergence motivations and intentions and plots were both America's foreign enemies and America's own deep state traitors. Both went to see America's power grid taken down this summer or fall, plunging the nation into chaos and mass death. This, we don't report this lightly. This is what I think could happen. Hopefully it will never happen. We pray it will never happen to our great country. But arguably, the globalist central bankers, at the same time, it's like the perfect storm, they also want a similar collapse to take place in order to roll out their nefarious, quote-unquote, global reset plans. Now, when you hear them talk about global reset, just know in your mind that means the Chinese model, the Chinese social credit score system. It means a Chinese communist model for America. Many of our Democrat Marxist leaders have been flying over to China for the last 20, 30, 40 years. They like the way the Chinese people are obedient to their government. They like the way they're very compliant, and they marvel at the ability, actually, of the CCP to keep 1.5 billion people in check with a small Politburo and the People's Liberation Army. And they've often said, we want this in our country. I told you before many times, they don't like your talk back, America. They don't like your pushback. They don't like it when you stand up for yourself and speak out. They don't want to hear any lip from you. This is why you see them all talk about the global reset. They're foaming at the mouth to get that matrix control over you and your friends and your family, because they want America and Europe to look and act like China. They already have you wearing a face mask. You already look like you belong in Beijing. They're telling you not to buy a car, and you're on bicycles like Chinese people too. Also, they've told you, and this has been actually quoted, they said that in the future, you will own nothing. You will not own digital assets. You will not own property. And they also don't want you to have protein or beef, which your brain needs for proper functioning. They want to put you on a subsistence, low-calorie diet where you will own no property, and they have told you to your face that you will learn to like it. You will learn to love it. And that is the global reset. So when you hear that term, you should be shuddering in your boots and preparing for possible war at some point. Because these things are coming down the pike hard and fast at America like a freight train. We're so glad you're here tonight. We have a lot of callers that will be calling in later. We have our VIP guest, JD. You want to call the show tonight in the second hour? We're at 563-999-3437. You have reached the Radio Octagon. You have reached the Von Wehunt Show and all its
glory. Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
We're glad you're here tonight. Now, in my view, the Chinese and CCP are softening up America with their cyber attacks and the COVID vaccine. They are softening us up for a future Chinese army land invasion. Sound far-fetched? No, it's not. Our leaders have let them in the front and back door because they, the elites in America and the globalists in Europe and elsewhere, they've been promised great power and great fortune, and that their positions of prestige, power behind The big cherry wood desk and big chairs that we see on Capitol Hill will be maintained, and that of their family, and they will get untold riches for them and their friends and families and cronies as they, quote, new rulers of this occupied America. America is under occupation. Our government was hijacked a long time ago. We've talked about it on my show. A stealth invasion, an occupation by China, is an ever-present and clear danger. Now, in the TV show Man in the High Castle, which I like to quote, in that movie, the Nazis from Europe took over the East Coast and the Japanese took over the West Coast. And this was an alternative history of World War II. And in the middle were the Rocky Mountains, so to speak, where I reside and millions of other patriots. And this was in the show was called No Man's Land. And this was where there was the fierce resistance to any form of tyranny. And could America end up like that? Could Hollywood have done predictive programming where instead of Japan, it's China, which we know covets the West Coast, and possibly Putin and Russia coming in, taking over the East Coast? It's interesting to think about. Now, the Hopi Indians up in northern Arizona, they don't like to get this out, but I have some contacts, and they call the people who run America as the witches, their term, not mine. We may call them the political elites or the cabal, but the Hopi call them the witches, the evil witches. And they say that the Red Snake and the Red Chinese will invade America at some future date. It's from the Hopi Indians. Red Dragon Rising, China prepares for future invasion of America. The Chinese Communist Party has, over the years, infiltrated both of the U.S. major political parties. What have I told you? I never left the Republican Party. They left me. It's why I'm a nationalist. I'm proud of it. They have infiltrated our parties to the point where we must at least consider the possibility that we are already living under a form of occupation. You can call it communism light, if you will. But such a prospect raises a host of questions about how one is to live under a communist occupation as formerly a free, Christian, and proud people. Now, I have advised you all and warned you all as well to watch out, in my view, for a massive false flag event. It's just my spidey sense. It is my psychic abilities as your host. It is intel on the ground. It's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I think something nasty is coming our way. I think something big is brewing. There's no confirmation of that, but I would not be surprised if something actually rolls out by corrupt members of our deep state, traitors within, and even communist China, or rogue elements of the once former Soviet Socialist Republic of Russia. But China is the main culprit in many, many ways. Now, I want to tell you tonight as well that whenever I look at my clock or watch the last 3 or 4 months, and I've told you this before, it's really strange. You know how you'll be doing something and you flash to your watch, you flash to your clock. I've seen 9/11 pop up well over 100, 200 times. It's really eerie. I'll be doing something in the morning or in the evening. I glance at the clock, 9/11. I think it is the great spirits that are warning me, to warn you that something afoot is out there. And look, we have mysterious plane flights over, or drone flights, over our Air Force bases as well. Laughlin Air Force Base in Texas and Davis-Monthan in Tucson. Something very strange, I think, is headed our way. These are drones that were located there over the Air Force bases. And I thought you'd like to know about that as well. Now, here's how I view it from a political standpoint, because there are many moving parts here. And my monologue may go a little bit over tonight. So we have our VIP guest, JD, waiting in the wings, chomping at the bit to talk to you, America. But the Democrats have backed themselves into a corner. And to make things worse, they're cornered with no way out. Joe Biden needs a distraction, a big distraction, to get the press on something else and get them off his back. Throughout history, we have had a false flag, and America typically goes to war. Problem solved. The media is 24/7 covering war, as they love to cover war this time and every time. Nothing would bring everyone of all races and religion together faster, they think, to fight the common enemy, fake or not, and they can't risk that. The pattern has always been collapsing the economy and going to war. The Democrats and Biden are in a bad spot right now. There's no telling what BS plan they're coming up with as we speak. It's coming out that they actually supported a alleged fraud pandemic and want us dead, as well as a very obvious fixed election. The next Twin Towers attack is on the horizon. We need to pray, America. And there's something very bad coming our way. Anyone dare call it a scam or a false flag, you will be immediately demonized by our media. It could also be under the radar or some kind of Tet Offensive type attack. Internal elements or gang elements deployed to finish off the so-called white supremacists in America, which right now are anyone white, according to Biden and Harris, is a domestic terrorist. This I've got to let you know about, that my deep field sources also tell me that China is building an airfield in Texas and other airfields in Mexico to launch against the United States at some future date. China is furiously building kamikaze drones to crash into our military bases, my intel sources say, our electric grid, or into dense, high population centers to cause mass chaos and terror. And there's also a ranch in Texas called the Morning Star Ranch has been noted as where much of this airfield activity is taking place. It is reportedly owned by an ex-Chinese general turned billionaire. Sound familiar, America? There was that stealth drone spotted over Tucson, I told you, at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. The mystery drone flew up to 14,000 feet and was tracked for over an hour. Fort Bliss Armored Division is suspected to be targeted as well by the Chinese military, for obvious reasons. Now, also, the Epoch Times mentioned that this runway link in Texas is now 6,000 feet and will be extended to 10,000 feet to handle large cargo planes. This ranch in Texas is approximately 300,000 acres, way down there in South Texas, approximately 30 miles over the Mexican border. Now, why would a rancher, an ex-Chinese general, be building a 10,000-foot runway? Well, you tell me. Why? Because he wants to fly his private plane? Give me a break. Get a freaking clue, America. They're prepping and they're getting ready for bigger things down the road. One thing I always tell Americans is we have a very short attention span as Americans. Now, not my show and not me, obviously, not our great callers. But most Americans are only concerned with next week. The best we can do in corporate America is look at next quarter's results, projecting maybe a year at the most. But we normally go week to week, paycheck to paycheck, and quarter to quarter. In the Asian mind, which you've got to get into, they have a 100-year long-term view. They look at things long-term, incrementalism to the exponential power, drip by drip, like Chinese water torture on your forehead. And what they are doing is they're getting ready. Now, in the Asian mind, Nixon went over to China, and that started the meter running. That's sort of the clock running, really after World War II, when the Japanese were forced out. But basically, in their mind, they're probably on year 50. And they've said time and time again, by 2050, which is right around the corner, they will, Taiwan should be under their control, and hopefully America. We are their grand prize. They're doing everything they can to get access to our government with Biden, access to our bases, And get this. This ranch in Texas is called Morning Star. Now, in the Bible, the devil's name is Lucifer Morning Star. Interesting, hmm? And the owner is a high-level Chinese billionaire, as I told you, a People's Liberation Army general. He claims very innocently that he wants to build a wind farm there. But there is not enough wind there in South Texas. He wants to directly tap into the Texas power grid. He has mentioned several times before. So he wants to control the Texas power grid, to shut it down during an invasion, possibly. We know that China wants to disrupt our infrastructure, and this is their plan. Again, step by step by step by step, the Asian mind marches forward. While America's eating their hot pizza and drinking their cold beer and doing their latest fantasy football game and watching their favorite sitcom or hearing their latest FM station while smoking their neighborhood cannabis peace pipe and their marijuana cigarette, getting stoned, China is getting ready. The runway is being extended now to land Chinese military cargo planes. The Chinese PLA will have this airstrip operational inside Texas by August, September of this year. Folks, this year. We're not talking 10 years down the pike. Also, the 1st Armored Division is in El Paso, Texas. China is starting these forward operating bases, or FOBs, and they want the southern parts of Texas, New Mexico, and even Arizona. Now, under the guise of the La Raza people, they've told them they will be able to take back their land against, what have I told you repeatedly, against you, the evil white man in the suburbs. You will be targeted. The Chinese project can be a cover-up for espionage. The wind farm I told you was 30 miles inland from Mexico to keep an eye on the neighboring U.S. Air Force base, which is the biggest training facility of Air Force pilots in the country. Now, there are different people that say either the Chinese bought 130,000 acres or up to 300,000 with grants or options, but the bottom line is it's a big ranch, okay? So I don't want to get overly technical there about the acreage. It's not the point I'm trying to make, but there are different reports about this. It's very obvious that China has sought to destroy the United States. And the only way China can expand and to feed their people is to take over the USA. They had to get Trump out of the way, and they had to have massive voter fraud. And to do that, they had to release the coronavirus and a bioweapon. Along the way, they paid off many people, and it was illegal, but they did it. They cheated the election, in my view, and they installed Biden as a puppet of the Chinese government, in my opinion. Chinese also worked with Fauci to cover up the bioweapons crimes, in my opinion, as well. In the same way that Biden is in place to make sure that in case of anything that goes down, that the U.S. military will stand down is the ultimate plan. Haven't we seen this before in American cities where they have told the local police, stand down? So the invasion is set. It's been put on a timetable. In my view, they have to do something quickly because of these audits. And Fauci and his emails have hit the press. Everything is unraveling around the CCP. Now, put yourself in their shoes. They see everything unraveling. Their facade is going down the drain. And they have to accelerate their timetable and do something to distract you, the American people. China is now panicking, in my view, to launch an attack with their finger on the trigger or the grid. Now, it's not going to be troops coming over the border. It's not going to be a Red Dawn invasion yet. It will be cyber warfare, bio warfare, and financial warfare attacking the dollar. Folks, we're so glad you're here tonight. We will talk a lot about this in the show. This is the Radio Octagon. And tonight, we have J.D., who will be on the show here in a moment. Now time to start our legendary broadcast. We are on our own, America. There's no one coming to save us. The military and the police will be told to stand down as they have been instructed to in past crises. And with that, let's go to our VIP guest tonight, JD from the Article 5 live show. JD, welcome to the Von Wehunt Show, sir.
General Wehunt, reporting for duty, sir. This is JD of Article 5 Live. Thanks for having me.
Welcome aboard, JD. God, glad to hear you again, man. What are your thoughts tonight about the monologue and anything else you want to bring up, sir? The floor is yours.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And once again, thanks for having me. Hello, everybody, on the great Von Wehunt Show. I'd like to start with the what you were talking about, the Chinese takeover. When I was first alarmed about the amassing of power by China, it was somewhere around 1995 when my hair stood up on the back of my neck regarding China. And then as I think that was about the time that William Jefferson Clinton gave a 100-year lease to the Long Beach naval base to the Chinese. So they basically have a piece of sovereign territory on the West Coast there that is all full of 12-foot fences with concertina wire. The American citizens are not allowed anywhere near that compound, of course, Chinese sovereign territory in the United States of America. That is one of the first signs that I had that we were in deep trouble. But I'd like to take it from the antiquated notion that kinetic warfare is that's what I want to say about that. What you described with the bases and all his plans, that's the mop-up crew, man. The war we are in the middle of right now. They have already seized power of cyber operations. Corporations are been bought and controlled. Hollywood by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the thing about this, too, that's kind of works in our favor to have a chance against all of this. The Chinese are so arrogant that they think playing the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation and all the big money, the World Bank and everything is running everything. They're so arrogant, they think they're playing them. All those groups that I mentioned are in fact playing the Chinese. So they are now come at loggerheads where they're arguing on who should be in charge. Communist Party has already openly defied the UN objective of population elimination by allowing a encouraging a three-person child rearing in China now. So the only reason the United States has not been subsumed by all this 100 years and 120 years of nonsense that's been going on and escalating every year, the only reason we haven't succumbed to it to this point is because these evil backstabbing sons of guns are too busy stabbing each other in the back trying to figure out who's going to be in charge. Meanwhile, liberty still has a toehold in these United States. And what people need to understand is warfare in 2021 looks like psyops and cyber ops and all these kinds of things, particularly false flags, such as Matt Bracken, the great Navy SEAL, put it, what happened on January 6th in Washington, D.C., was called the Buffalo Jump false flag. In other words, the herd of buffaloes, which would be the Patriots, were led by the Judas goats of the FBI and their agents into the Capitol and to cause a little trouble there. And a bunch of those guys jumped off of that cliff and gave the left some of what they were looking for by setting up the good Patriots that showed up in D.C. on January 6th. And here's the biggest shame. We all ought to hold our heads in disgust and shame in ourselves. There are upwards of almost 500 people in solitary confinement in 7x10 metal cells right now, 23 hours a day,
right,
without charges. These pens are not even fit for dogs. And these are our patriots, many of them that are United States military veterans, are locked away for a very minor infraction that should get, you know, $125 fine, a slap on the wrist, and don't trespass in there again. Don't come in the Capitol
right.
unless you're invited. Oh, but actually, they were invited by the police who opened the freaking doors. Now, all this
and
has
the president.
Come out now.
Mm-hmm.
All this has come out now. In the public domain. Tucker Carlson is exposing it. Other outlets have been exposing it right along that aren't readily listened to until the mainstream media catches up eons later. But now, people, if you don't fear this sort of political persecution, where the hell have you been? Do you know nothing about history? The next day, if we do not oppose this, it will only expand like a rampant cancer. And the next step, the goal is to not just intimidate the political opposition. It's to imprison the political opposition. This is the goal of the left. These are the puppets of the Chinese Communist Party and the globalists that have taken siege of the American seat of power because we sat on our ass while, you know, watching football and watching the idiots kneel and watching all of our sports, our bread and circus, our Hollywood, which has been purchased by the Chinese Communist Party, the music industry, which like run DMC, that goes out there and tells black people, leads them into the slaughterhouse, yeah, come get your jab, come get the thing that's going to put you in your grave. You got the vaccine, we got the vaccine, all this kind of stuff, okay? All this stuff ties together. The big picture is, we have a very small window to fight back. We don't stand up to this stuff fearlessly. And they're right in our face with this. They're telling us with these 500 that are in federal prison for no reason and no charges and not allowed to talk to a lawyer under COVID pretenses, okay? As we allow this, they're looking at us and laughing and saying, what are you going to do about it? Think about that. Now, I'm not saying that we should start a violent counter-revolution. That is the last thing. If you're an idiot, go out there and be the guy standing in front of the tank at Tiananmen Square, because that's what will happen if we rise up militarily against these traitors. This is not how we win. But here's the battle. The battle is the next election. They are going to do anything they can to prevent the election in 22 of happening, because they know no matter how much cheating they do in 22, they are not going to avoid the tsunami that is going to sweep these criminals, not all the criminals, unfortunately, but all the Democrat criminals are going to be swept out of office, and they have to stop that. So look for this. There's going to be huge false flags of all kinds all over the country. They're going to shoot up stadiums and blame it on patriots. They're going to do all kinds
That's right.
of things like that. So they can demonize anybody who is saying anything like what I'm saying or what you're saying. So this is the war. So if we make it through the election of 2022 and it is able to be actually counted and publicized, they're through and they know it. So if you look at it from their perspective, this is absolutely an existential fight for the forces that have laid siege to the United States of America. So if we can win this battle, and the battle lines have been drawn. We must have the 2022 election, and I agree with you, Republicans have left us, but that is the vehicle that we can use in order to begin to take our country back, is the Republican Party, because there's a few patriots in there, and the infrastructure of the party is there. So just like we did when we elected Donald J. Trump in 2016 and 2020, we need to reinstall patriots into the Republican Party, take it back over, and therefore we have a chance for our children and our grandchildren to have liberty. If we don't do these things, we're all going to be in a gulag, my friend, and I've ranted long enough. Your comments, I guess.
Now, I love it, JJD. I'm sitting back listening, man. I'm an active listener. When I give someone the floor, they're on a good spiel. Hey, I'm happy to give people the floor. I'm happy to share airtime with you and others and other great patriots. You said some things that I was listening to and I'll kind of elaborate on. I think more and more in America, JD, and everything you said spot on. I totally agree with you, man. We do have the infrastructure, the the GOP, the Republican Party. We have to use that and take it over. There is a struggle for the soul, as we know, of the Republican Party. Now, I kid them on my show because I am right of center, obviously, and I'm independent and a nationalist. But I'm also I used to be a card-carrying RNC member. They still contact me. But the thing is look, we need to – this is a serious situation. More and more in America, people are looking at areas, JD, where they want political protection. That's why I've seen lots of news stories the last week or two where people are leaving blue states and they want to go to red states like Florida or Maricopa County, still red, sort of, right? Other red states are getting lots of population. The biggest migration right now in America is people are moving. They are self-balkanizing, which I strongly support and encourage. And I've told people, now is the time to move. Get next to your like-minded patriot, friends, family, associates, like-minded militias, like-minded sheriffs, and think local. Think national, too, but
absolutely,
make sure that your local area has political
absolutely
protection, you know? Yeah,
I want to drill down on that comment, if I
yes
may. Let me just add something. The importance of what you just said, Vaughn, we had about being local. Let's face it. Let's face the facts, folks. The left has defeated us, and they didn't do it by stealing the election, because everybody's pissed off about that. Even half the Democrats are pissed off about that. No, they defeated us in our county attorney's offices. George Soros puppets have been, by the mm-hmm thousands, have been installed in county recorder's offices and county various different county spots. Like, for instance, in Maricopa County, you had Adrian Fontes, a George Soros operator.
That's right.
That's how the last
That's
two
right
elections were basically stolen, completely stolen in Maricopa County. Adrian Fontes, the lawyer that represented the Fast and Furious criminals. This guy was installed by George Soros. Just like all over the country, there's been thousands of offices, local mayors. We're talking DAs. We're talking police chiefs. All supported and elected through money from Soros foundations and things. So they've actually defeated us in our own neighborhood. And we're too stupid as a people, by and large, and generally, of course, not the listeners of this show, to realize that that is what has happened. So we're focused on, well, they shouldn't have kicked Trump out. Well, no kidding. I mean, my 10-year-old granddaughter knows that. What I'm trying to say is they pulled a wool over our eyes. Soros went after our local offices. This is where the fight is, in our own neighborhoods, okay? If we don't
yes
get active locally, and believe me, it's not sexy. Local politics. If you think national politics is dreadfully boring, local politics is infinitely more boring. But the problem is these scoundrels on the local level, as was proved by the COVID nonsense, are little mini-me monsters, power-hungry little sellouts.
That's right.
Do anything,
and they can do a lot
power
of damage.
They show their cards. Yeah, oh, yeah, they'll shut your business down. They'll come and lock your ass up, all kinds of things, okay? They'll do anything they can get away with, and they've proved that. So I guess what the thing that we have to do is support the effort going on in Veterans Memorial Coliseum. You understand that they've been through all of the hand counting of the ballot. There is what's going to come out when they make all the details public. A very few leaks has come out, but one of the leaks I've heard is that you may have already said this on your show. I don't know, but they've opened several. There was one ballot where there were several boxes with thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of ballots in them, right? And they opened
mm-hmm
the boxes, and the ballots were absolutely blank, not folded. Nothing.
That's right.
But this was counted
right
vote, okay? And there wasn't a vote on it. So just like Mike Lindell has said, it's not just the presidential election that was stolen. Down-ballot offices were stolen, too. So that's why you said Maricopa County or Arizona or whatever you said is red, sort of. Well, that's right.
Right.
Because the people will vote red, but it doesn't matter what the people vote because the apparatus steals the votes. And one more short point on along that line. The reason it's not just one party, it is both. The reason we can't get anything done about the vote counting fraud is because the Republicans use it just as much as the Democrats do. There is one difference, though. The Republican Party uses the apparatus, the system, the cheat system of the vote counting to prevent patriots from winning primary elections. So if there's ever a, like, it, this goes way back, but who remembers J.D. Hayworth? Okay, great.
Right.
Nationalist, beautiful, popular man, articulate as hell, popular media guy before he went into politics. Great,
yes.
great guy, J.D. Hayworth.
I've met him before, many times.
He couldn't get, he was beaten by John McCain in the primary for 45%. How in the hell does that happen? I'll tell you how it happens. They have been doing this for a long time. They, meaning the Republicans in that case, because primary elections are controlled by the vote count cheating. Now, the Democrats, they don't really care which one of their operatives wins, so they don't really cheat that much in their primary. It's the general election. If there's a Republican that makes it through that is somewhat center or center-right, they make sure they steal the election at the general. How do you think we had Janet Napolitano elected governor in Barry Goldwater's state, for God's sake? Think about the logic of that. It's right in your face, yeah. Just like the graph of the vote counting on election night 2020, where clearly Trump's way ahead and there's a straight up spike. That's the same kind of thing the logic. Oh, yeah, for sure Biden won. And then you look at that and go, oh, yeah, Trump won 19 out of 20 bellwether counties that haven't been wrong in 75 years. And, yes, we voted for Janet Napolitano, the unbelievable Marxist, lesbian, ridiculous person, yeah, for governor of the great state of Arizona. And we not only did it once, we did it twice. Do we want to believe that the electorate of the state of Barry Goldwater's home is really that stupid? I'm not buying it no more, Von Weehunt. This has been going on for a long time, brother.
I agree, brother. And one thing, too, I want to chime in on what you were saying as I was listening to you there with bated breath is a lot of people, and now I have a good time on these shows, but I have some serious shows like the one tonight. It's emergency broadcast. And it was so great to have your knowledge here, JD. And one thing I wanted to say was the volunteer. They always say, oh, we have volunteers for the voting count. I want an investigation into these volunteers. These people have been volunteering for 20, 30, 40 years. And I think that's also a problem. They know the system too well. They know how to cheat. Who are these volunteers? You should be limited. We need new blood in the volunteers. Oh, it sounds so nice and, we have these volunteers, these old nice ladies, some are Democrat, or nice men, some are Democrat. My thing is, on both sides, there could be problems, but we need to look at the volunteer apparatus in Arizona and nationwide. I think you should be limited to one election, say every 4 years, where you can volunteer. We have people, JD, that consistently are there in the count rooms every frickin' election. It was communist Premier Stalin said, I don't care who you vote for, to paraphrase what he said, it only matters who counts the votes. And your final word, sir?
It doesn't matter who you vote for, it matters who counts the vote. That's right. Whoever counts the vote. And that's where the real power is in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this is where we have to wage war. And this is where I have a little bit of hope of where Mike Lindell says he has incontrovertible proof in the machines. He has the evidence that's going to cause, once he produces it in front of the Supreme Court, it will produce a 9-0 result. And he's super confident. He says this is not subjective evidence. It's, you look at it, it's like, okay, yeah, you know, dogs have four legs. That's true. And there's no way to dispute that. So I hope he's right about that. I hope his team of 20 lawyers knows what they're doing when they present this through a legal instrument to the Supreme Court, which I've never heard of before. It's a Latin word that has three words. I cannot recall what it is. My Latin is horrible. But Mike Lindell in his latest video did say what the legal instrument in which he's going to present the evidence to the Supreme Court is. I'm not a legal scholar, so I don't know anything about this. But let's mm-hmm. just say people are saying to Lindell, why don't you just bring it out now, Mike? And he answered that honestly. He says, yeah, it's marketing. You absolutely have to get it out to the people and get the court of public opinion on board and then present it to the Supreme Court. That way,
That's right.
If they are bought off, they cannot deny. They will be drummed out of town if they don't do the right thing, even if they've been bought off. And Lindell's taken this strategy in the correct direction, and whether or not we can – I almost wish – I wanted to say this earlier when you were going on in the monologue mm-hmm. about it. Let's say all the people that are saying that Trump's going to be reinstated are correct. I hope they're wrong, and here's why. First of all, the first time we elected Donald Trump, they stole, I would estimate, at least 80% of his presidency through inaction and disobedience and insubordination and backstabbing and flat out ignoring his orders. So his power was nullified by inaction and all the things I just listed in his first term. His second term was absolutely stolen from him by criminal vote count procedure. So if he were to win it back, he would already lose another half a year. I would almost rather see us take back the Congress in 22 and reinstall Mr. Trump or whoever runs in 24 with a fully and totally pissed off Republican patriot Congress to go ahead and try and take this country back and at least give, if it's Trump, at least give him a full 4 years of support, which he's never had. That is my reasoning for saying I hope he doesn't get reinstalled now, because out of two terms, he'll get about half of that. He'll get about 4 years worth.
Mm-hmm.
We need four years of unimpeded Trump with been diminished down to nothing and a patriot Congress. This is only that or so similar scenario is the only thing that's going to save this republic from absolute extinction. Okay, so, you know, I hope they're wrong, because another 3 years of Trump with the same backstabbers in position to thwart his efforts again, it's just not going to help us.
I agree.
So, what say you?
God, good points. JD, you know what? I would agree with that, man. I mean, like, we need a full term for Trump. But the one thing Trump needs to do, if I was his advisor, I would say purge. Get these people. I don't know. We've got to reach these rhino senators and congressmen by the throat and really make some threats against their own party. If you mother effers get out of line this time, we're going to bury you. We're going to destroy your career. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more, we're in this big tent. No, we're not in a big tent. We're in a bunker.
No.
And it's a war room.
The last thing, if you are an opponent of Donald J. Trump, the last thing you ever want to do is give him a chance to correct his own oversights and or mistakes, which is what this would be. And believe me, Trump's not going to go out of this mortal world without avenging that in one form or another, and they know it. If they thought they could get away with killing him, they would have killed him a long time ago, but they don't want to make him a martyr. So here's the thing.
If Trump
gets another shot at this, I would put certainly my reputation online out there to say he's going to resurrect the term you're fired. And use it very often, because, you know, he's going to go full Silent Cal on the deep state there, which if Calvin Coolidge reduced the federal government by 50% in his first year and a half in office in the 1920s. And that's exactly what Trump needs to do. He just needs to eliminate all that wastrel crap, 3 million federal employees. You know, at least I would say all but 100,000 of them need to go.
I'm
and
with
that
you.
Was right-sized
I give those
government.
Federal workers a peace slip. Hit the road, Jack. That's right. JD, tell the folks how to reach
this.
You. Right, we don't, man.
Well,
tell the folks how to reach you and your show.
All right, if you guys missed the Article 5 Live last Sunday, you missed the great Von Weehunt and the great D-Man having this discussion.
We had a good time. That was a great show.
Sunday, these are, if you're in the U.S., it's Sunday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. Right now, it's Mountain Standard Time, always 8 p.m. But right now, that's same as Pacific or 11 Eastern. Or if you're somewhere else in the world, it's Monday, 0300 Zulu, okay? This is when we're on. We're on for 2 hours every week. Sundays on this part, if you're past the international timeline, it's Monday. Zulu time is 0300. Monday, 0300, Article 5 Live. And you find it on the Article 5 Live YouTube channel. You find it on the Article 5 Live Facebook channel. Article 5 Hour on Twitter and other Facebook modes are on there. You can see all this at article5live.com. Everything you need to know about the show is there. Plus, all our great radio archives are on that website. You can contact me through the website there. There's a phone number you can text. All that kind of stuff. article5live.com. Thanks for letting me plug the show, and thanks for having me on, my good friend.
You bet. JD, thank you so much for showing up, man. We appreciate you and your words of wisdom. JD, folks, the Article 5 Live, our VIP guest tonight. We are so proud to have him on the Von Weehunt Show. And he's a great patriot, and you have a great night, JD. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, boss. We'll see you next time.
You know it. And I was really proud to be on the JD show, their Article 5 Live on Sunday. It was great to be on there. And we talked a lot about the issues that are affecting America. Folks, you got to check out JD's show. If you like the Von Weehunt show, you're going to also like and love the Article 5 Live show. And JD's been hosting that show for years. And we met over there in our KFNX days, 1100 a.m. here in Phoenix. And great guy. Now, as I told you about China, now before I'll talk a bit more about this, I want you to get this. I want you to hear it. JD's right. These U.S. protesters, patriots, they're in 5x10 cells, solitary confinement with no visitors. Over 500 have been arrested that went to the D.C. Capitol in January. Unbelievable. China will dump the dollar. And Russia has already done it or trying to do it. They are inching their way away from the U.S. dollar. And I told you before in my monologue that China is preparing cyber warfare, bio warfare, and financial warfare as well. Now, they will be attacking the banking infrastructure, I believe. We could see stealth drone attacks. And then after all that, after we could see in the future years of America, ground forces moving from Mexico and Canada into the United States to occupy actual land and territory. People talk a big game about these witches controlling America, and I would largely agree with that. But my point is that at some point, a land army, even though we live in a digital age, needs to occupy and seize land and territory. That will never change. The Chinese want to take out Fort Bliss. China feels that they have to move forward. Yeah, because these audits are bringing up massive fraud and implicating them. In fact, Maricopa County in Phoenix will be one of the first targets in my book, unfortunately, because I live here, due to the voter forensic audit, if there's ever any attacks. And so get prepared all over the nation. Food, water, guns, ammo, winter clothing, summer clothing, hiking boots. Can your car make it 1,000 miles? Things like that. Water, especially. Did you know that Red Dawn, the movie, was originally written against the communist Red Chinese Army? I bet you didn't, did you, Mr. and Mrs. America? Because in the movie, they changed it in midstream. It was a production, and they changed it to the North Korean communist regime, since Hollywood, we all know, is China's bitch, to be blunt. Yes, Red Dawn, the movie script, the original movie script, which I have researched as your illustrious host, was written against the communist Red Chinese Army, not the North Korean Army. So the system that controls everything in China is now in the process of being installed in the United States, and it represents a new form of state capitalism, a technocracy, which contains some of the trappings of capitalism, and they look like capitalism, you know, on the surface with stores and whatnot, but comes with a jackbooted cultural Marxist enforcement mechanism. It's a grand partnership between big government and big business infused with a rapidly anti-Christian, anti-Christ cultural Marxism. It's hostile to you and to anything traditional, whether it be the nuclear family, traditional Christianity, historic patriotism, God forbid, American libertarianism, which has a great flavor and bandwidth in America. Basically, any value system that competes for the hearts and minds of the people and the citizens. After taking power in 1949, Mao Zedong launched his cultural revolution to break the Chinese people from their traditional values and way of life. Where have you heard that before? Well, on the Von Wehhan Show and in history books. From that time up to the crushing of the democracy movement on Tiananmen Square in 1989, to today's modern Chinese surveillance state, the CCP has never been anything but a bloodthirsty, soul-killing enterprise. There's 380 concentration camps in China today. There are people that say, well, what's the big deal? America does the same thing. No, we don't. No, we don't. Not on the scale of China. No superpower is perfect. America has its flaws. And America has some nefarious bad actions, which we definitely talk about in our show. The difference in America and China is that we expose our flaws. China and other totalitarian regimes do not want to expose their flaws or their culprits or their dirty work. America always exposes what's bad and tries to make it good. That's the main distinction that most people don't get. Are both countries saints? Of course not. But it has taken 50 years. But the Red Chinese Dragon has gradually reached the point where it no longer needs the protection of its elder brother, America. China can survive on its own, but only if it can find a way to feed its growing population. Now, I'm getting to my last point here. We'll have Paul the Gladiator on soon with his COVID field report. China changed their child family policy just last week from 2 children to 3. Why? Why would they do that, ask yourself, when they have a hard time feeding their own people? I'll tell you why. Let Von Wehhan translate this murky geopolitics for you. China is anticipating a war with America. They know they will need future soldiers on the battlefield, future sailors in the South China Sea that may get shot down or drowned or dead in the fog of war. They will need a new crop of soldiers to replace the ones that die in battle, I believe. And that is why they have magically told their people, oh, you can have 3 kids now. By all means, hurry up, breed. We want those young recruits coming up because we're getting ready. We're prepping. We're getting ready. So make those babies. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Have some fun, guys. Get those wives and go to town, if you know what I mean. Well, China needs a place with lots of open, fertile farmland, something only North America can provide to feed the extra kid per family, 3 children now, and to feed an ever-growing army here if they come domestically and overseas. China has coveted America, and they are licking their chops, and they want to move their people in here. They're already carving up America in their war game rooms. China already has a cashless digital yuan in place. Right now, it's in place. It's a state-sponsored cryptocurrency ready to supplant the U.S. dollar once they crush it, as right, because we all know the U.S. dollar is the world reserve currency. The whole purpose of the Biden presidency, in my opinion, is to help China achieve that goal. Not because China wants it, but because the globalists who run the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, and other global centralized banks all want it. It's no coincidence that Biden has run up the national debt to a point that is now degrading the once almighty U.S. dollar. Don't you hear these news reports every day of the U.S. inflation going out of control? Well, it may create hyperinflation in America. This is exactly what the globalists want. And I'll connect the dots for you yet again. It will head for a dollar crash. When that crash occurs, or our U.S. dollar, China's digital currency waiting in the wings, already tied up with a nice bow on it, will become a haven that investors and banks and governments will flock to in time of national and financial crisis. Biden is a global predator who couldn't care less about the Chinese people or the American people. He is working for a foreign power to which he is beholden. Biden is bought and sold. He's already been bought and sold, folks. So it's time to change our thinking about China as merely an economic rival that makes widgets and that is in the capitalism, blah, blah, blah. That will, and this also this fake notion that China will never be capable of replacing the U.S. as the most powerful country in the world. I told you early on in my monologue, China has a long-term goal. The Asian mind, on purpose, thinks in a 100-year plan. Their long-term goal is to conquer America without firing a shot if they can achieve that. That's the grand prize of the CCP. And they're using our government, our paid-off politicians, our corporations, and they're trying to infiltrate any entity, any organization in America to put out cultural Marxism and to infiltrate our institutions. Now, we're so glad you're here tonight. We'll get to Paul the Gladiator next with his very important COVID report after these brief messages.
You saw the ads and you saw what was out there on the Von Wehunt show. You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Go ahead. Call up. Make his day. It's the Von Wehunt show.
That's right, 563-999-3437. Hey, man, we just want to do our thing. We want to get loaded. We want to have a good time. But we also have to be aware of the enemies and threats in our midst.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
I apologize. But tell me, just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride and... We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
You damn right we're going to have a party. And American men have always loved their muscle cars. Back in retro America, in pre-COVID America, it sounded a lot like this.
The Camaro will drive you absolutely mad. Enter the mod world of fun, yeah.
Chevy's new Camaro is what's happening now.
Turn the key.
By Fisher and
you're really gonna flip a Camaro.
Buckle up and hip-hugging bucket seats.
Yeah.
You're on a groovy trip with Camaro, Camaro, Camaro. Those slim whites and shape the dragon.
Go full mod with rally stripes and hideaway headlines.
New safety features.
You'll cruise safely and smoothly in the sporty machine.
The Camaro will drive you absolutely mod.
Go to Chevy. Go sell yourself.
That's right. You have reached the infamous, the rogue, the legendary Von Wiehunt Show, the dramatic warlord of the airwaves, cult radio like no other. The torch has been passed. The gauntlet has been thrown down. You have been warned to enter the radio octagon. When called upon, you'll stand and deliver. And we're so glad you're here tonight, folks. We talked about China in the last segment. We will be back momentarily to speak to Paul the Gladiator as I mix a cocktail in my Bachelor Den bar. Many of you missed our great Bachelor's show on Tuesday night. We have the next one on July the 6th. It's the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, the show about the man in America, the man on the street. And don't miss that show. The next airing will be July the 6th, where men call in and women listen to know what real men really think. It's a great show. It's the first Tuesday of every month. Again, the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. I had a special encore show a couple nights ago. You can go to Blog Talk Radio to hear it in all of our shows. We're on Blog Talk and also on Gab. Find me on gab.com at The Von Wiehunt Show there. Or you can email me at vonwiehuntshow@gmail.com as well. Or call the show tonight, 563-999-3437, if you're tough enough, America. And if you're strong enough mentally, China has got plans, nefarious plans for our country. It's a crying shame, America. And it sounds like this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was a little Southern rock. I thought I'd play for you by Black Oak, Arkansas, called Cry and Shame from the 1970s. Classic Southern rock. Love that song. Great guitar riffs and solo. Well, I had time to go to my bachelor's bar, den, and make a cocktail, a shot of bourbon. And my .45 caliber is here at my side, as well as my submachine gun with five clips. And my other two handguns and daggers surround the studio in case we are invaded or rushed by the militant Marxist forces. My cigar is lit with my favorite lighter. And with that, without further ado, I give you Paul the Gladiator from his compound in North Phoenix. Gladiator, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Good, man. Good. Good show, man.
Thank you. And I would love to have you on to the air. You've been doing some research and some study on COVID and this beast vaccine, and I give the floor to you, sir. Take it away.
Yeah, so I want to talk about three different things. So I'm going to get to the COVID and the actual Event 21 that was held for COVID. First, though, I want to talk about our immigration. So I watched an interview with Mark Daniels, the Cochise County Sheriff. He controls 84 miles of U.S.-Mexican border. He's been the high sheriff there for 7 years. And Mark Lamb, another sheriff in Pinal County, been there 5 years. That's just 60 miles north of the border, right above Cochise County. So here's the numbers that these guys laid out. And one of these guys was part of the transition team for Biden. So, you know, he's got no real big axe to grind, but here are the numbers. Between Cochise County and Pinal County, between January 1st of this year and May 31st, they have arrested 40 drug smugglers, that's a record, confiscated 800 pounds of drugs, mostly fentanyl pills, that's a record, and both counties are counting approximately 1,100 illegal getaways, illegals that have gotten away, per day.
Jeez.
Now, the ones they catch with Title 42, they can still send back to the border in Arizona. But on June 21st, in 4 days, the last Trump program on illegal immigration, Title 42, will expire, and then U.S. Border Patrol will not be able to return illegals back. So these two sheriffs ran the numbers for Arizona border, 500 miles of border, and here's what they estimate: 7,000 illegal getaways per day. That's 200,000 illegal getaways per month. That's 2.5 million illegal getaways per year, on top of the ones that are caught and released into our country. Then they extrapolated that. They went California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. If you just extrapolate it across the border, that's an estimated 35,000 daily getaways, 1 million per month, and 12 million annually under Biden-Harris. All right. That's, like, incredible. That means our country's invaded. Forget China coming in.
Big time.
It's Mexico. It's Mexico, Central America, and South America that's coming in, and they're letting them in. All right. So, yes, I did a little research on the COVD lipid vax base. Now, this was actually created at the Wuhan Viral Institute 5 years ago. As you mentioned in your opening dialogue, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with Dr. Fauci and his family, and our tax dollars through the NIH that Fauci controlled, created this COVD lipid vax base with the Wuhan Viral Institute 5 years ago. Now, this was given 50 million free vax doses to India 4.5 years ago. Okay, keep that in mind.
Okay.
Now, they gave it to Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca to create the vaccine doses, the vax doses. Now, that's injected into approximately 50% of the world's willing arms, because they took it for free. they were more than willing to take it. Now, that vax base contains, by Cayman Chemical, SM-102. SM-102, in chloroform, Cayman Chemical warns it's not for use in human bodies, and it's not for use outside of labs, and OSHA has human exposure controls. Avoid eyes and skin, use protective gloves, wear tightly sealed goggles, and use breathing equipment. And this is what SM-102 is manufactured of. It's five chemicals. OSHA lists all these chemicals. H351 is labeled as suspected of causing cancer. H361 suspected of damaging fertility. H372 causes damage to the central nervous system. GHSO6 is toxic if inhaled and causes damage to the kidneys. Finally, GHSO8 is acutely toxic, causes damage to the liver and damage to the respiratory system. And OSHA lists, do not breathe dust, fumes, mist, vapors, or gases. So let's get back to the 50 million doses that were given to India 4.5 years ago.
Right.
About a month ago, American news channels were broadcasting that India had 15,000 daily COVID-19 cases called the Delta variant. 30 days later, you can go online and look this up, any day, over 100,000 new daily COVID-19 cases that are tested in India, and their death rate is ranging on a daily basis anywhere from 6% to 26%, so a 16% average death rate. That means 16,000 deaths per day, 480,000 deaths per month, 5.75 million deaths per year. Now, people in India are laying down in the streets and dying. Then they burn the bodies in funeral pyres, and then people in the streets are breathing in and inhaling the burnt body in form of dust, fumes, mist, vapors, and gases, which OSHA already lists as completely toxic to the human lung and all five of those chemicals that SM-102 contain cause cancer, damage fertility, damage central nervous, kidneys, liver, respiratory. That's why India is going down. India's gone, because those are just the cases that are reported.
Jeez.
Then I looked up event 201. You can look this up. This is where all of the world powers got together in 2017 and in 2018, and they decided that the World Health Organization would be the information center for the next world pandemic that was going to happen. And because of that, that the World Health Organization would help to institute martial law. What happened during COVID-19? You had worldwide lockdowns. And you mentioned this in the monologue, the Rockefeller Institute. So in 2010, the Rockefeller Institute came out with a document called Operation Lockstep. This was to institute government down control. They estimated 40 million dead from a virus. They're already at 20% of the goal because there's 8 million people so far worldwide, the reality of international COVID deaths. Now, as you also mentioned in your opening, China had instituted mandatory isolation and quarantines. They had total control for COVID-19. And the Operation ID 2020, this came out of the recent World Economic Forum. You can see it on their website, intelligence.weforum.org. They list ID certification marked by the year 2030, injected into arms. The ID equals quantum dot tattoo vaccine records. It is called luciferase, a bioenzyme. It's bioluminescent. It's a reading chip in the body. You mentioned Lucifer. It's called luciferase. Now, guess who owns the patent on luciferase? Guess who holds
Bill
the
Gates.
Patent on luciferase? Who?
Bill Gates or Fauci?
Well, Microsoft. Bill Gates. He holds the patent. I'm going to give everybody the patent number. You can look it up. It's WO2020060606. 666 is right in there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go to patentscope.com/WIPO, you will see that patent by Microsoft on luciferase. Now, the world banking leaders and the G leaders, World Economic Forum, their plan to deal with COVID-19 is calling for civic participation, a pledge to worship Lucifer, and a Lucifer initiation with luciferase, the bioenzyme that is bioluminescent in your arm. They list it. They don't even hide it, man. They show it right on the website.
It's the mark of the beast.
So the VAX base is just the beginning. They've already gotten people agreeable. Half the world, half the globe has lifted up their, rolled up their sleeves and gotten the VAX base. So they're creating this, I will accept it. I will accept it. I'm proud. I got the vaccine. I'm proud. Then they're going to say, now the next vaccine is the luciferase. And they're going to get everybody to accept that next. Forget the fact that they already poisoned all these people. It's going to be the next step beyond that. Because if you look at India, 3.5-4 years after they got the 50 million vax doses, which infected everybody in their households, because they had extra saliva, they were spitting out the vax base to the family, and now everybody's dropping dead from COVID, which was the manufactured vax COVID out of the Wuhan Viral Institute that got away from them, whether on purpose or not, wink, wink, but it got away from them. China knew better. They completely locked down their country. Their death rate was minimal, but the rest of the world's death rate is still climbing. Now the Delta variant is in 41 states in the U.S. It is going to attack people's lungs because now they got the vax, the same thing India got 4.5 years ago. So it's exacerbated and kind of rolling that snowball down the mountain, and now the Delta variant's going to come in and just attack everybody that's gotten vaccinated.
So evil. Unbelievable. That's the beast vaccine, folks. When I say that, I'm not joking. I call it the beast vaccine for a reason. Golly, Paul,
yeah.
That's just amazing, man. Amazing intel.
Mark these words. The initial COVID-19 was just the beginning. If you look at this information on India, you can find it. Over 100,000 cases a day because they got vaccinated years before for free by Fauci and Gates and NIH and the Wuhan Viral Institute already. It's the same vax base that the drug companies have made these quote-unquote vaccines out of because – you know, for any flu virus, there was never a vaccine. You got a flu shot where they put the flu into you. Why aren't they putting COVID-19 into everybody's arms? That would be the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
There is no flu shot for COVID-19 because they don't want you to successfully get rid of COVID by getting it and getting a mild form by putting it into your body and letting your body create antibodies against it. That's what all flu shots did for everybody. So why all of a sudden is there a quote-unquote vaccine for a flu virus when there's no vaccine for a flu virus? They got everybody to accept the vax. Now let COVID run rampant. This Delta variant and every other variant that'll be created beyond this. This is not the last variant we'll hear of. It wasn't the first variant. It's not going to be. It's not going to be the last because it wasn't the first. So
that's right. We have another COVID coming at us, folks.
Yeah, I wear
bigger
a mask.
And better and worse.
I only wear a mask to protect myself against vaccinated people.
Right.
I don't want that. They're breathing out vax base. You'll notice if you go study people who have been vaccinated, and I know a doctor that had them in her office. She now refuses to take vaccinated patients. She noticed more saliva in the corners of their mouth, and when they were speaking in the well-lit medical room of her herbal and naturopathic office, she noticed all of the spray coming out of their mouths. And she said, you know, wearing a mask, she said, do you find that you have more saliva since you've been vaccinated? And he said, you know, I have kind of noticed that. I've been spitting on my spouse's or children's faces because they keep wiping their faces and say, why are you spitting at me? And then I said to my wife, why are you spitting at me? And they weren't trying to spit at each other, but all of a sudden they were. So every time I look at my cell phone, when it goes black, right, to save energy, I notice droplets, and I've noticed it for years on my cell phone. Well, there was a neighbor walking their dog, and one of my neighbors, I was out front, we were having a drink at my neighbor's house, and she had her cell phone on her, and I said to the woman, I said, can you grab her cell phone? Tell her you got to make a quick call. And she walked over, you know, about 6 foot distance, asked her phone, and I said, let me see it. And it was full, I mean, I'm talking 10 times worse than my cell phone. She had gotten both shots of the vaccine. She felt awful. It was the first day out of her house in 2 weeks. She felt like she had to go to the hospital, like, every day for 2 weeks after her second shot. And she said it was a complete mistake getting vaccinated. I feel so bad. I feel like I'm going to die.
Wow. I believe it.
I know. Facts, man. You got to avoid that.
That's right. Don't take that stupid shot, folks. I don't care if your job's on the line. Look, your life is not worth your job or your career. Then find a new job. Then go into business for yourself, because corporate America is tied in with all of this, and they're going to be implementing these draconian things for you in this beast vaccine, quote unquote. It's a fake vaccine anyway. And the thing is, these Luciferian types, Paul, which you have clearly mentioned, which we mentioned on the show before, they're out there, and they are the global elites that we're talking about. They believe their god is Satan. Lucifer, the Morning Star, which is the name of that Texas ranch. Everything ties in together. They don't hide it. They know that that most of the world is so duped, and most of America is so stupid. As I said, they might be good people. It's not to impugn them. But let's be honest. I mean, let's cut to the chase. As you and I talk about, Paul, most of America is only concerned about their next paycheck. As long as they got a hot pizza and a cold beer, they got their fantasy football, their favorite TV show, or their sports program, they're cool, baby. And they don't want to know about this stuff. And they're ignorant. And ignorance is bliss.
That's why they
want you fat, dumb, and happy so they can jab your arm. Your final thoughts, Paul.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to give out those websites. So everybody write these down. I'm going to give them out again. So the World Economic Forum, go to the word intelligence, intelligence, W for world, E for economic, and then the word forum. So intelligence.weforum.org. That plan is on their website. Civic participation, pledge to worship Lucifer, the Luciferes, the plan to deal with COVID, and that's by the world banking leaders and all the G summit leaders. And then also go to Patent Scope, PatentScope.com /, WIPO. And that's World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. Patentscope.com, WIPO, and look up the patent W02020060606. You'll find that's Microsoft. It was done when Bill Gates was the CEO and chairman. That holds the patent for that bioluminescence luciferase bioenzyme. They don't even hide it. They put it out there.
I know.
You know, it's unbelievable.
They don't because... Yeah, part of their satanic philosophy is we have to tell you what we're going to do to you before we do it. That's why the Illuminati, they'll put things in movies and magazines to show you this is coming. And they get into your mind. And that's what that's part of their overall art, their overarching philosophy is that we have to show you and tell you before we kill you. And that's how they think. These people are satanic. They're Luciferian. They're anti-human. They're anti-America. They're anti-patriot. They're anti-white male. We had a war on white male that's still going on in this country. We had a couple of shows about that. And Paul, fantastic information. They're anti-patriot to the core. We need to band together. And I thank you for the information, man. Appreciate you.
One last thing. So here's my suggestion, everybody, because you know I'm already doing this. You have to look for – you got to move to states and look for states that are a massive Republican control. Example, I'm going to compare Arizona to Florida. So Florida has a Republican governor, DeSantis, who literally runs a nationalist Republican state. They have two Republican senators. So you got Senator Chris and Senator Rubio. They don't have – Democratic senators, and they have strong U.S. House reps like Matt Gaetz and others. Also, they have Republican mayors in a lot of their cities and towns, and their council is Republican, and their state house and their state senate for the governor are both run majority control Republicans. Now, let's compare that to Arizona. Arizona, we have a Republican governor who did not back Donald Trump with the vote count initially, and now, as J.D. mentioned, it's going to come out that the vote was fraudulent. So Ducey is a rhino Republican. We went from two Republican senators for the history of Arizona, and now for the first time we have two Democrat senators. Now, you've got a Democrat mayor, Kate Gallegos, whose husband is a United States rep in the House of Representatives. She is now going to run for governor. I think she's going to win because we have way too many California Democrats in here. So I think we're going to end up with a Democrat governor again and two Democratic senators and with a Democratic mayor in Phoenix all the damn time.
I know. So, I know it's coming.
It's coming, man. So, you know, I'm looking like, you know, I was mentioning Texas as a possibility, but, you know, Beto O'Rourke almost beat Ted Cruz. You know, you know who almost beat Chris and Rubio for the Senate seats in Florida? Do you know who almost beat them?
Tell the audience, Paul.
Nobody almost beat them. So I'm looking at states like Florida, you know, where it's complete Republican control. You know, there's no opposition
to the Republican candidates.
No opposition. Donald Trump lives there, and Donald Trump's going to become the president, and he's going to go out of Mar-a-Lago. Like J.D. said, he's not going to take the presidency now because I wouldn't take it. What he's going to do is he's going to go out and help all the U.S. House reps and all the senators that are going to go against the Democrats, and he's going to pump them up for the 2022 election, and that's going to be his House of Representatives and his Senate in control when he wins in 2024 with who I hope he goes with is Tim Scott from South Carolina, becoming the true first black vice president, African-American, not an India and Jamaica dark-skinned woman that we have now. She's not even an African-American, and she's not really
I don't
black.
Care if they're African-American. We just need the most qualified person. Paul, got to go, buddy. Thank you so much, man. Great, great points there, buddy.
All right, man.
That's Paul the Gladiator from his compound there in the North Valley. We are running a little short on time. That was a great rendition. Paul had some great points here. We got a lot of callers. I want to get you all in on this final segment of the show, but you don't have a lot of time tonight because we were a packed, very important show. Just heard Paul talk about the COVID disaster worldwide. He's so right about that. My God. Going on, but when I get you on the air, you're going to have 2 minutes to get out what you want. This is not a night to get out your talking points. For the rest of you callers, I want you to tell us your final thoughts to America and what you've heard tonight, and I guarantee you I'll give you more airtime in future shows. As you always know, I want you to talk on the show. That's a little promo for The Cure for us. And with that, let's go to the Irish Pirate, our tech wizard. We just missed Lincoln. Lincoln, if you're there, I'll get you on the air. Call us back from flyover country. But let's get Irish Pirate on here for a couple of minutes here. Sir, how are you doing?
I'll take a pair. I'm a little worn out. It was really hot today, and I spent some time with a friend of mine from ways back that actually was looking for a job and had a job interview in my area. So I took the liberty of driving her home, and we shared a lot of ideas. And one of the things that we were going over was your show from Tuesday night. She ended up grabbing a hold of your book, and, of course, you signed it. And that got her going. And so I was impressed. She had a lot of, I don't know if she likes you or not, but she had a lot of questions. And that's all I need. Just keep thinking.
What did she say, man?
She was asking me questions about where do you think he's coming from when he comes up with these ideas. And so I had to remind her what a traditionalist bachelor had, you know, back in the day, you left yourself eligible because everything was going good for you, whether
right.
you find the right woman or not. And she was just baffled that how somebody could just call the women out on their bluff, call the New World Order out on their bluff, and basically say, you know, we're looking for a win-win proposition. Either we get married or we don't. And we're willing to
right.
stick to our guns, in some cases, literally, to make that happen. And we're not going to take no for an answer because the alternative is unthinkable. And that's just basically, you know, look at it that way for what it is. And, you know, she was asking questions about, well, like, when was he born? I said, he's a Leo, dude. I believe it, anyway. So,
that's right. Leo the lion. That's right.
Yeah,
I'm on the safari. I'm watching the jackals play. That's classic, man.
Well, and I don't know any Leo that doesn't have a big worldview, that doesn't have an angle and is playing it every day. They're not going to be settling down
yes.
for the daily junk of life. They just don't. And
right. And
I
she's amazed that I actually have an informed opinion. I've been studying the female kind for years. That's what she's amazed by. How dare this man put out that book and expose our lies and our deceptions? No, we love women. We love women. But I took many, many liberties, as you know, with the book in exposing things and collecting manly wisdom. And she is really befuddled. Who the hell is this guy, Von Weehunt? How dare he? Probably, right?
No, and someone like me turning around and saying, and I want to make sure I give him the best audio quality I can to make his points come across, because any radio show that I've ever been a second on has gone nuclear. I mean, there are precious few shows that I've ever actually been a second where I've been the guy that helped make it run. And so I give you that same attitude, saying that if I put what's on here on there, you're going to get a chance to do exactly what you want to do, which is my point. We're going to run with what we know. We're going to run with what we can agree on. And unfortunately, yeah, if you just happen to be a very independent person who has been drinking a little bit too much Kool-Aid, you know, welcome to the real world where people have figured out it ain't going to be like that on my watch. Sorry.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
And this is kind of... Well, this is kind of funny, because then we had dinner together and we played chess, and I'll be darned, she kicked my butt in that last game so hard. But that has not been
really
done to me in years. Oh, yeah. So she knows what she's doing, and she just needs to figure out that some of us have got the world figured out in other ways. We're just not putting up with the stuff that's unagreeable. That's all.
That's
so
right. We don't have to.
I know she can act. Yeah,
that's the premise of my book. Men don't have to put up with that stuff anymore. You know,
I bet she gets the job she applied for because most people aren't going to have the guts to apply. I bet she's smart enough to get that job, hold it, and therefore she can create the work environment she wants to create. I bet that's exactly how this goes down. This is what I've been telling friends of mine: get that job not because you're desperate for, you know, whatever. I mean, the government's handing out checks right now. You need that job so that your work environment in the future is not affected by the same idiots that are writing the checks. That's what you need.
That's
control
right.
Control over your own
that's
life.
Right.
That's
damn
that's
right,
exactly
Lincoln.
What this show is about.
We got Lincoln on next, and you're right, Irish Pirate. That is absolutely spot on, man. We thank you, bud, our tech wizard. That is what life's about. Irish Pirate's correct. We'll get the Lincoln here on in a moment.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
Love that. Darth Vader and the Empire Strikes Back. And tonight, the Von Weehunt Show strikes back. Let's get Lincoln on, if we can. Lincoln, are you there? How are you doing tonight, buddy? Great, man. What are your thoughts tonight, bud? How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. The only thing I really got, man, I got really only got one thing for you, man. I'm probably going to take up the full 2 minutes, like doing what I want to do here. But I just want to say CNN is owned by Mark Zucker. CBS, CBS News, Paramount Pictures is owned by Sumner Redstone. NBC, NBC News, Comcast, Universal Pictures is owned by Brian Roberts. ABC, ABC News, Disney, ESPN is owned by Bob Iger. Yahoo, Verizon, Huffington Post is owned by Ivan Seidenberg. New York Times is owned by the Sulzberger family. BBC is owned by Daniel Nicholas. Bloomberg News is owned by Michael Bloomberg. Newsmax is owned by Christopher Ruddy. Breitbart is owned by Larry Solov. Newsweek is owned by Sidney Harmon. One of the Facebook is owned by Mark Zuckerberg. Google/YouTube is owned by Sergey Brin and Larry Page. If you want to continue further down that road, every single bank, every single porn company, every single music company, magazines like the Rolling Stones, Vogue, Teen Vogue, Time Magazine, etc., they're all owned by the same group of people, and they are not Chinese. They're all Jews.
That's right.
So let's stop with this whole bullshit about the Chinese on our media. They don't.
Well, no, that is not no. You are correct in your in what you're saying, Lincoln. But did you know? And this is what I was going to talk about. Look, this is a part one of part three of my China show that China is preparing for war. The Chinese Communist Party owns 12 of our Hollywood movie studios. Did you know that? Yes, they do own a lot of our media. They do own
pictures and Universal.
Now they may put other people, Mr. Goldberg, in charge of the, you know, of the studio or the director's chair, but they're the ones that own the studio. They own a lot of the Hollywood now. It's a known fact that yes, it is the communist Chinese. Now naturally, they use various people, which you and I have talked about before, as their puppets, right? Both are nefarious in their own way, but the Chinese Communist Party, the People's Liberation Army, yeah, they've infiltrated our entire society in many institutions, man. It's a fact. So, yeah, they look, what you're saying is spot on. I've seen those things before, and they are spot on. We don't control the media in our own country. You know what I mean? And you know
Israel
that, and I know that. Yeah. They
and
do.
This isn't something that's debatable or arguable or it's not something that's a debate. It's like all it really requires is like 1 hour of time, turn off the football game for 1 hour, sit down with a search engine and a piece of paper and a pen. It's real easy to find.
I agree. AIPAC is the largest powerful lobby. We've talked about them before on the show. The reason why I don't want this show to hover on Israel. I'll tell you why. Israel is one of hundreds of countries. And my point is, no, and I agree with you. My point is we give them some airplay every now and then. But the thing is that really we have bigger fish to fry is what I'm saying. We know that AIPAC is the biggest powerful lobby in this country. They make every congressman and every senator, and we talked about this, so we're blue in the face, you know, suck up to them and kowtow to them. And I totally agree with that. Israel, for me, is such a small country. And you and I agree on this. It's got way too much power over America, over our Congress, and they get way too much taxpayer money. Now, I don't like our foreign, you know, our tax dollars going to any kind of foreign aid, whether it's Israel, Bolivia, you know, countries that hate us all over the world. It could be Peru. It could be an African country, a Middle Eastern country. To me, they all hate us, right? So I'm with you on that 1,000%. I don't want this to be one of those shows where we're constantly talking about them because I don't want to give them that much airplay. You know what I mean? We know they're there. I just don't want to give them constant adoration and airplay and make and empower them and embolden them even more. So we have to outthink them. We have to get ready, and we have to get prepared. We know who they are. We know what's going on. I'm not naive on this show whatsoever. And so, no, you got some very salient point, man. Go ahead.
It's also really simple things. I was watching a show on the History Channel the other day about – it was like 3 days ago, I turned on the History Channel just for background noise, and it was about the rise of the second Antichrist, Adolf Hitler. And I was like, I wonder who owns the History Channel. So I go look it up. Of course, it's the same group of people. I changed the channel to the Discovery Channel, and I'm watching the Discovery Channel. And this Discovery Channel is about Nazi war treachery and barbarianism. And I'm like, I wonder who owns that. Well, it turns out the same guy that owns the History Channel owns the Discovery Channel and follow the same.
Right.
They also actually own the American Military Channel. That's kind of weird, but they do.
It is. It is, man. It really, really is. Now, I'll tell you a funny story, and I want to hear you out. I love hearing from you, man. You're my brother out there in flyover country. what it is when the History Channel first came out, me and my friends used to joke about it and call it the Hitler Channel because they had so many Hitler shows on, and they used to have the big H, right? The big H. I said, that stands for Hitler, because almost every show was Hitler or the Third Reich or the SS or something, which that was sort of my little inside joke. But my point is there's a thing in philosophy, and it's very real. It's very tangible, called the law of unintended consequences. I was telling somebody about this the other day. In other words, when they put out these shows about Hitler, World War II, constantly, 24/7, right? What they're trying to do, we all know this, they're trying to brainwash you about the war. They're trying to brainwash all the viewers about what happened. And they have, and we all know the victors write the history, right? We all know that's a bit disheveled and colored. What happens is people watch these shows, and I always say there's always a blowback to what they do, right? And they always, remember what I always say, one axiom, the leftists, the Democrats always overplay their hand. They can't contain themselves, Lincoln. They can't help it. They have to express themselves. So my point is when they do these 24/7 shows on History Channel, what happens is these young people go, I've been hearing so much about Hitler or the Third Reich or World War II or, you know, these kind of things. I'm going to actually study it on my own. And that's what I call they don't want them to do your own personal study of these things. They want you to watch their show and then go do something else and eat a pizza or play a video game. But when people actually start to read about these things, they get kind of a different view of history, right? That's where I'm at. So go ahead, man.
I can tell you a funny story about that, actually, man. My son just turned 15 years old, and him and I have conversations all the time along these topics. And, you know, I brought up a point to my son last weekend where I told him that his generation is much different than any other generation that's ever lived. When I grew up, whatever my teacher told me was fact. I didn't have the internet to go question anything whatsoever. Just what I was told was a fact. There was nothing for me to question. I mean, I guess I could buy some encyclopedias or something, but I didn't have access to the internet. His generation is the first generation really to grow up at a very early age with access to unlimited information. And like, even like this last weekend, he tells me stories about, hey dad, I like this new band, blah, 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 blah. But then I looked him up and I was like, well, and he's like, well, and I, when I, you know, I saw that they're like doing a lot of their songs and stuff. It seems like, you know, it's kind of a degenerate communist message. And sure enough, dad, it's a Jew. You're right every single time. And I was like, well,
right, yeah, like, right.
Your generation is the first one that can literally look up and question everything. Everything you see on TV, yes. Everything you hear in music, everything you hear on the news. You can literally just search it.
Yeah, thank God. We're using Google against them. What's funny is the Democrats set up Google and Bing and all these search engines wanting you to just read their Democrat version of the news and history, right? And when these young guys, they have, you know, we never had the internet when I was a kid. We had computers, we had video games, but nothing like it is today, right? So my thing was, when I became an adult, this was sort of the norm, and there was this new thing called the internet. And you know, when I first heard about it, this is a funny joke, a sidebar. Lincoln, when I first heard about the internet, I thought it was going to be a flash in the pan. I'm one of those. I was sitting. I go, oh, this thing's not going to last. It's the military. It's the Pentagon internet. The government's going to control. I was right about half of it. The government's going to control it. I said, it's going to be a big surveillance state. I was right about everything, but the most important thing was it blew up like wildfire. But I thought the internet was kind of a scam to get your information. I was spot on. I was way ahead of my time there. But the point about it was I never knew it was going to proliferate like it did. That's my joke about the internet. And Al Gore, of course, the Democrat, says he invented it, which is also stupid. So,
well, you said you Google everything. You said you Google things, man. Like I taught my son a valuable lesson, which is I've had my son like sit down and Google certain things, And he's like, I don't know. And then I have him go to other search engines. I used to use DuckDuckGo once I quit Google because I found out
who owned
it, and I found out that they filter everything. But then I found out that if you look up the ownership and the CEO of DuckDuckGo, it's really no different or that much better than Google. So the search engine I've been using for several months is called SwissCows.com. It's pretty much the exact same. It is the exact same.
SwissCows.com. Check it out.
SwissCows.com. It's the exact same thing as Google or DuckDuckGo it's actually based in I believe it's Sweden or Norway, and it's completely unfiltered. Like it's not. They don't filter things and like push their bullshit on you. If you type in something, you see it. You don't have to scroll to the third page to find it.
Right. And this is what I mean when I say that the elites, Lincoln, are losing some ground because they never expected people to actually use their engines to the extent that they are and cross-check because these young Zoomers and millennials and people, they're actually going through this stuff and they're actually going, I am amazed, I'm sure as you are, on Gab and other websites where young, 15, 16, 14, 18, 20, 21, you can tell they're kind of young people, and they already have a worldview that is far mature, far beyond what your average, say, 15-year-old had in 1985 or even 1995. They are so far ahead politically. It's really great because I'm reading some of their posts and going, yeah, you guys know this. You know, wow. See, back in my day, I used to love the library because there were always those sexy chicks that were the librarian clerks. But also, seriously, we used to go through there, and I used to love the World War II section. I'd used to love the history section. I would just flock to that, and I would just read 20 books, speed read them, and just zip through them. I'd bring home stacks of books when I was a kid, and I used to read them all. And I used to sit there. I played tons of sports too and stuff, but I was like, I used to love to get my stack of books and read things that were really cool. And I used to read things about, World War II, World War I, Civil War, all this stuff. I used to bring home military magazines, read about our jets, our tanks, from a military family. So all that stuff really interested me. It's in my DNA, in my blood. But I used to read about the American Revolution. So my thing was, though I played baseball and football, and I ran track, I was very active. And back then, it was all about the boys' clubs. That's not that big today, but it was the boys' clubs were huge. And, of course, school sports, too, and shirt sports. We played it all. But I used to also wanted to work my body, and I wanted to work my mind. And I wanted to pack my mind with as much information as I possibly could, because I said, in the future, I want to be a smart SOB. Now, I don't need to be the smartest guy in the room. That's not my goal. My goal was to be to outmaneuver the majority of the people in the sense of being smart, being clever, and knowing when to strike and things like that. I thought all that knowledge would help me. I think it has. It will help you and your son. You're a smart guy. You call the show. This is a show that is dedicated to stuff like this, And so the young men of America, that's part of my show themes where you got to work on your body, your physicality, get strong, but also get mentally strong. Your final thoughts there, Lincoln.
I think that what you just said is I grew up the same way you did, with much less reading. I didn't really have an awakening until I was in I'm in my mid-40s now. I was probably in my mid-30s before I had, my actual awakening about everything being fake and gay and stupid as far as what the media pushes. I think it's both good and bad because, I grew up, wrestling, doing Muay Thai, kickboxing, playing football and baseball and doing all these things. And I didn't care about anything like that. I didn't care about politics. I didn't care about history. I didn't care about anything like that. I started caring about history when I was in my early to mid-20s and then politically. early 20s politically, and then mid 20s with other things. But that wasn't until my mid 30s until I had like my real awakening as far as like history and like really delving down into political science and history type stuff, history and things like that. So I think it's a kind of an up and down. Like I spent my childhood doing like Muay Thai kickboxing and like wrestling and football and baseball and all that stuff. Where my son really doesn't have an interest in that. What he's interested in is he wants to just read as much as he wants to read, and he wants to watch podcasts, and he wants to like research everything he hears. I tell him something, he's like, "Let me Google it. Let me look it up," and he'll look it up. Like whatever he hears from his teacher or me or one of my boys or one of my friends around here, like he wants to like look it up for himself to see. He's like, "Damn, Dad, your buddy was right." Like, "Wow, I didn't know that. My teacher didn't tell me that." But like, so
right, and tell him to listen to the show because
I think it kind of kills their testosterone, but at the same time, it makes them smarter.
Well, yeah, and you know what? You can have testosterone with a brain too. You want to have a smart son. He's going to need all the knowledge going forward. It's not just brawn; it's also brain. So you really need both. I always say I'm a high-tech and a low-tech guy. Depends on the situation, right? And in war, it's high-tech and low-tech. There's been many cases in war where the low-tech people actually win. You don't have to have the most hypersonic missile or this or that. Sometimes low-tech wins. The common-sense warrior, the happy warrior wins. So I always say the more knowledge, the better. And it can only help them. It can never hurt them, you know? Lincoln, thank you, man. Appreciate you calling in tonight.
Everyone,
yeah.
I want everyone to read the Bible verse John 8:44, and hail victory, brother.
Hail victory! I like that. Thank you, Lincoln. Hail victory. Well, I did have some Bible verses in the front of the show, and I'm very proud to say that. I will repeat that for you for folks that when I was in the early part of the show, I mentioned Exodus 15:3. The Lord, don't forget this, is a man of war, it says. The Lord is his name. He's a man of war. God is not this entity that always turns the other cheek. There's a time for peace. There's a time for war in life. We want peace to prevail. We want our world to be better. That's the purpose of the show, is to inform and educate, have a little fun. Poke fun at our enemies is one of the greatest things that we can do, is poke fun at them, impugn them, mock them. The left is always trying to poke fun at the right. We need to poke fun at them, laugh at them, laugh in their face. We take them seriously, but we don't let them dictate our lives. We know what our enemy is. We know who these people are. We know what their agenda is, and we're hip to it. We're all over it. This is the show that is infamous because of that. We don't take no for an answer. We go for what we want in this life. And I have told you before, if I could live here forever, I would. I think the things that we're going to see are going to be amazing in news, current events, widgets, gadgets, inventions. My God, can you imagine a jetpack in the future, a car that flies? Around the corner, lasers, laser weapons, laser guns that can be sold to us. I mean, all kind of cool things that are out there. And but we're only passing through town, folks. We're passing through this life. Unfortunately, this is not our, well, yes and no. It's not our permanent reservoir. It's not our personal, our permanent home. Our permanent home is somewhere else. And with that, I want to thank you all for being here tonight. Pray for our nation. Pray for our brothers and sisters out there, our patriots. I've told you a lot of things tonight that I think are very important. In Espanol, they would say it's a mucho importante. And it is very, very mucho important to know these things. China is making inroads. China does control a lot of our media, along with other groups who they know who they are. And we'll leave it at that. But we thank you all for being here tonight. Another big show next Thursday. I have a feeling that the news this summer is going to be outrageous, like last summer. Lots of riots and chaos and other mayhem. Could be power grid failures. could be supply chain shortages, could be some false flags. We could see some mass shootings. I hope we don't. We're not looking forward to that. But the deep state is very active with their Chinese counterparts and other deep state actors, and they want to put this country in a dire situation. We don't want that. We want things to be good for our brothers and sisters, for our country, for our neighborhood. Self-Balkanize, as I've told you before. Balkanize now. The biggest migration in America is happening right now on this show and nationwide. People are moving to like-minded people. They're moving to neighborhoods and locales. They're getting in the valleys and the plains and the mountains, and they're getting all over flyover country. They're getting their gear. Prepare, because we don't know what the hell is coming down that pike. And every day we pray for peace, but we always know our enemies always seek war, and that is why we must prepare for this world. And I told you before, this is a world at war. With that, I bid you farewell. Good night. And we know about the resurrection as well. Good night, my friends. Until next time.
Good night, my friends.